course, there's hundreds of things going on at the fair every day, and a guy who can tell you about almost every single one of them is with us right now. Jason Hayes is the fair's Senior Vice President of Brand Experience. There's a title, Jason.
Howdy, folks. How are you?
Howdy, folks.
How are you doing?
I like that. He's with us now at Fernie's. And we're going to start off, Jason, we're going to talk about what may be the most spectacular drone show that any of us will ever see. And it begins tonight. It's going
tonight.
To be every night, right?
Tonight. So we've got it for the next four nights. Tonight is our biggest show. 1,500 drones flying out of the Cotton Bowl for an experience that Ford's putting on, an international reveal of a new automobile. And it's going to be a show you don't want to miss. This thing will be beyond belief in its size, and it actually has pyro associated with it.
Awesome.
So it'll be a show you don't want to miss.
Have you gotten a little sneak preview of this?
I have. I've seen all the slides for it, and it's just going to be incredible. But the scale, think of something as big as the Cotton Bowl. It's going to light up literally the South Dallas sky.
See, that is that image of these drones rising up out of the Cotton Bowl. That's going to be really cool.
It's really cool. Back in I think it was May, we did a test with just 500 drones, and it was in the middle of the night out here.
Just 500?
Yeah, just 500, a very small show. But you could hear it sounded like a bees coming out of the of the Cotton Bowl. So when that hum happens with 1,500, it'll be a sight to see.
And this company, Sky Elements out of Coppell, they're kind of internationally famous. They were the ones on America's Got Talent.
Absolutely,
right?
So
they
have
Guinness records, don't they?
They did. They just recently broke one for pyrotechnics in the area, and this I think that was about 1,100 drones. So this one's 1,500. It'll be awesome. We're so happy to have a Texas-based company working with us on this. It'll be cool.
So 8:25 tonight, and then every night. That's going to be the time, right?
So 8:25 tonight is the big 1,500 drone show. Then Friday, Saturday and Sunday is the it'll be 500 drones, but still absolutely spectacular.
What is the best spot to be to see it?
I would head up to the Hall of State. So in between Big Tech's and the Chevrolet main stage, looking towards the Hall of State, the federal looking building out here, and you will see them rise behind the Cotton Bowl just in the air. It'll be awesome to
see. And this is just going to be kind of a new Ford.
Well, it's again, like I mentioned, they're going to do an international reveal of a new vehicle that they have out here. So that'll be a cool part of it.
Are we going to get a Big Tech's looking thing?
You'll see some obviously some icons of the State Fair of Texas, a lot of vehicle stuff.
Awesome. Big corny dog up in the sky.
Fletcher's right.
The ones over the next couple of days will definitely be more State Fair focused, and yes, you will see iconic elements in those.
So from the drones now, you and I were just talking, Cirque du Soleil is here this year.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. There's a brand new Cirque du Soleil show called Song Blazers, and it was actually a really cool partnership between Cirque and the Universal Music Group out of Nashville. So it is a country western meets Cirque show.
Oh, wow.
I saw it back in July in Nashville, and it is ideal for the Texas audience. It is, all the amazing acrobatics and stunts that you expect from a Cirque show with all the iconic music that you know out here from country western music.
And when you're looking for a new show and everything like that, what elements are you looking for to bring? This will be great at the State Fair.
You know, it's actually pretty challenging. When you bring in 2.5 million people every year, you're thinking about how do we bring attractions that meet that wide audience. So we have a balance between, you know, our traditional shows. So think about exhibits in the Hall of State, the pig races, petting zoo, etc. But what are those things that are going to bring new generations out to the fair and, you know, create these generational experiences between families? So we try to find these high-quality experiences for families.
Well, including, and I know you're the guy who brought in the card stacker.
Yeah. Brian Berg, I know you guys talked to him earlier in the fair, and what an awesome skill set. It's so neat that we get to work with people that, you know, have these unique skill sets, and we get to bring them to the
fair.
And
you'll be there, and you would not reveal how that construction that whatever he's doing over there is going to come down on the last day of the fair.
It will come down in a grand fashion. People will want to be in the Hall of State when we take that down. There might be a Briggs & Stratton engine involved with this to help us with the deconstruction of that. So you don't want to miss it, absolutely.
All right, a lot going on at the fair this year, as always. Jason Hayes is the guy who knows all about it. He's been with us here on KRLD, Vice President at the fair. Jason, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for being out here, guys.
All right, and the drones again, 8:25 tonight. That's the big show as they rise up out of the Cotton Bowl. You won't want to miss that.